You are listening to KHBT 977 The Bolt, and yes, it is time for Coach's Corner here on The Bolt, brought to you by 716 Maine. Donovan Mann, the sports director here at KHBT and the host of the show. It is going to be a soccer week here. We're going to talk with the boys head coach, Joe Hader, get his insight on the season as a whole, as well as the two postseason games that the Wildcats got to play. We'll go ahead and jump right into the interview.
All right, Coach. Well, you know, we're taking a look back here at the season, and we're taking a look just at the whole body of work. But let's go back to our postseason games here first, and let's go back to that real tough game against Perry. A very physical game, but we know that Humboldt is a very physical team at times. But did Perry come out with a form of physicality that perhaps you guys weren't prepared for?
No, I think that's why we played Mason City and Fort Dodge. You know, they obviously play CIML competition too. So I think that the big schools probably are allowed to play a bit more physically. And it didn't seem particularly different than anything else we've seen. And that's a thing in soccer where, you know, I tell our players, we just have to play to the physicality of the opponent without going over the top. And that's the hard part. And that's all about the mental discipline that you got to have to play the game. You can't be refereeing the game as you're playing. You've got to play the game. And you've got to play the game knowing that maybe you didn't get the call that you wanted, but keep doing it. So, yeah, it's sometimes it's like that. And it's one of those things where you just have to send a message that however you want to play, we can play that way. I suppose that's true in all sports. We're always looking for a clean game. I mean, honestly, that's the best that you can have, and that's what we're looking for. I didn't think it was anything dirty or anything, but yeah, some teams are a bit more physical.
Certainly was a physical game, and now going back and using that measuring stick that you just gave us, playing to their level of physicality without playing overboard, where would you rate that as far as how you feel like the team handled the physicality of Perry?
I just look at the fouls and the cards, and I think both teams were pretty even, so I think we did okay. When you're dealing with young athletes, you're dealing with some maturity issues, and that's something that we talk about, and I think it's a net positive too, where, hey, you know, you got banged around a little bit today and all the calls didn't go your way, but your reaction to that was better than it has been throughout the season, and that's something that we saw improve, you know, through the whole year. As, you know, the best thing you can do is when you get hit is just dust yourself off and you pop right back up. You don't want anybody to get hurt in those situations. And mostly, maybe it's a fallacy, maybe it's a myth that soccer coaches tell ourselves, but it seems like the types of knee injuries and ligament injuries and things that you get, those types of injuries tend to not involve contact. It's usually somebody planting and the cleats going out from under them or sticking or something. And that sort of thing usually isn't, it seems like, you know, usually in a collision, you're sore for a while. You know, it's a deep muscle bruise or something like that. So until you reach a point where somebody breaks a bone or something. But no, we didn't reach that point, I didn't think, in that game.
And then to the second game of the postseason, that unfortunate 2-0 loss to Gilbert. Their first goal was a penalty kick there. Penalty kicks can be a huge momentum swinger. So when you think about that, do you feel like maybe their penalty kick led to their second goal, which was just a really good feed into the box?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You could see that we got pretty hyped up, and we overreacted on a couple of challenges, and they were able to play around us, and then we settled down. You know, it's one of those things where in soccer that's called a goal against the run of play. I felt like we were controlling the game, but we hadn't scored a goal, and you've got to score a goal to win, obviously. And really, like I said, against the run of play, I felt like we were doing fine. They did get the penalty, and then they got a bit of momentum, and they got the second goal, and that pretty much killed the game off. So fair play to them. You know, we beat Nevada with two penalty kicks. So it happens. And when you're the coach that gets the penalty kicks called on you, you're probably not as happy as the coach who, you know, gets to kick the penalties.
And then when you think about that game and you think about, you know, the team never giving up, it really did seem like Humboldt continued to push and the boys out there really were playing to the final whistle. As a coach, how does that make you feel to know that your guys are still going to play despite the odds being heavily against them?
They've seen it. You know, we've been in tournaments where we were down 2-0 with 15 minutes left and we've come back and won 3-2. So a lot of that's experience of the game of knowing that all we need is a chance. And once it's 2-1, then, you know, it's game on. So I'm proud of the guys. They dug deep and they really went for it. And we had the ball in the net first in the game and that got called back. And that's, you know, that's because we cheated. It was a handball, but it was a near run thing, and you know they didn't ever stop believing in themselves, and that's great. And it was a tough loss, but now a couple days later, it's great to look at the season and look at the season that we had, and realize you know it took that kind of game to knock us out. So overall, yeah, they showed a lot of grit and determination through the whole year.
And you mentioned it, the season as a whole, great body of work for this season, the best in program history when you think about the record at 15-3, I believe, if I'm remembering off the top of my head. So as a coach, how would you rate the season of work that your team put out there?
I guess you look at, you want to see progress in the program. And like you said, first of all, you look at the win-loss, because this is, like I said, kind of the first level where you're looking at wins as that's our primary goal. And then after that, there's just a lot of things that, you know, I'm going to have to ask Mr. Thomas for more letters for our record board up in the halls of the high school, because we're going to be changing a lot of those, and that's great. And then there's a lot of things that don't go on the record board. Like, we give an award to the zero man, we call it, who, you know, is the zero man because they got zeros on the stat sheet every game, but they're doing their job, and boy, we got a lot of candidates for that, and I think that that's a very important aspect of the game. That you know, we know the names of the guys who score the goals, and we know the goalkeeper. But between those extremes, you know, you usually got 6 to 7 to 8 people working really hard to keep the team in the game and create those chances and stop the other team's chances. So yeah, there'll be a lot of good things that we'll get to in the banquet. I haven't totaled everything up, but you know, one thing is, I did look at the scores, and a team we beat is in the state tournament, and that might be, you know, I think we played teams close that have gotten into the state tournament. Maybe we beat Hudson 2 years ago. I don't really recall, but, you know, that's something that's another hurdle that you've gone over, and so it's a lot of positives, yeah.
And last question I have for you here, the seniors, of course, there are some of the names many fans can call off the top of their head, Max Mason, James Gould. Then there are those, maybe, again, the zero men like Sam Fisher and who, you know, go out there, but all of them play an important part to this program, whether it's in the stat sheet, as leaders. So what would you like to say about your seniors?
As leaders, there was a great group of leaders, and that's just a matter of doing everything that makes the team get better and doing as few things as possible that are detrimental. And that's what they did. They were coming to practice. They were working hard. They were attentive. They were taking information on board. You know, it was a great group. They're very coachable, I guess. And I think anybody who's had them in their program would probably echo that. That's what I heard from their other coaches. So really a good bunch to lead the team. And I think looking now, I get to look at next year. Unfortunately, they don't, you know, for the program anyway. The legacy is that I expect these juniors that we've got coming in to do the exact same job next year. So part of the culture at Humboldt High School right now. So that's a really good thing. With my assistant coach, Tony Beach, really works on that with the kids in all aspects of it. And I know the administration works on it too. So I just come into the school and I get to work with these guys, and that's great.
All right, Coach, really do appreciate your time today. Anything else before I let you go?
As always, we really appreciate the support of KHBT, and our fans. That was a big crowd that we had at our last game, and it was fun to see the people there and, you know, the support that the team got throughout the season. It was a fun year, and I hope everybody enjoyed it, and I hope everybody's looking forward to next year. So we'll be in the weight room next week, getting back at it. So that's what's fun.
Thank you so much once again to Coach Hader for taking the time to talk with us here on KHBT 977 The Bolt and providing his insight and the interview for Coach's Corner. It's been a pleasure talking to him all season, and it's been a pleasure to follow that team to a program record 15-3 season, and of course getting that win over Perry in the postseason, and the unfortunate loss against Gilbert was such a great game to get to see and call here on The Bolt. That will do it for Coach's Corner this week on KHBT 977 The Bolt, brought to you by 716 Main. I am Donovan Mann, and for all of us here at KHBT, have a great rest of your day, and go Wildcats!